Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning, it's Bear and Wozniak and my wife Cindy and Chris Goki. We're here in front of St. Augustine's Catholic Church in Waikiki Beach. I'll show you where we are. There's Waikiki Beach across the street. And this is actually the building that is the new St. Damien and St. Marianne. I don't know if you call it museum, but where people can come. It's never opened its doors yet. It's all ready, it's brand new. And we're praying that masses would begin, not only here, but all throughout the world. Masses and people can go to church too. So this is day 74 of the Eucharistic famine. I think we're hoping that tomorrow night we'll be able to go to Mass. So we'll see. We're in paragraph 440. Jesus accepted Peter's profession of faith, which acknowledged him to be the Messiah, by announcing the imminent passion of the Son of Man. He unveiled the authentic content of his messianic kingship, both in the transcendent identity of the Son of Man, who came down from heaven, and in his redemptive mission as the suffering servant. Cindy and I have been there to the primacy of Peter on the north shore of the Sea of Galilee, where Peter professed, "You are the Son of God." And it was where Cindy had a real beautiful, unexpected encounter with God. The minute she reached down and touched this stone, she was just infused with the power of the Holy Spirit in a beautiful way. So it's a special place for both her and I. Remember, so the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. And people here in Hawaii, they get that confused. They think that Jesus came here not to serve, but not to serve, but to serve. They get it all mixed up. But it's actually Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. Remember, he's the one who bent over and washed the disciples' feet. I remember I was at the monastery, the Benedictine Monastery in Pecos, New Mexico, when I was there on a college kind of retreat. And I had my hiking boots on, and we'd been hiking, and I had my stinky socks on, and I, for some reason, out of the clear blue, it was like the Holy Spirit said, go take off your shoes, get new socks on. Because I had a feeling they were going to do a foot washing, and I'd never seen it done before in my life, but all of a sudden, I just had this push from the Holy Spirit. I'm glad I followed it, because they did a foot washing there. And that's the image of Jesus being the servant, is washing our feet. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Hence, the true meaning of his kingship is revealed only when he is raised high on the cross. Only after his resurrection will Peter be able to proclaim Jesus' messianic kingship to the people of God. Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Here is the scared Peter the scaredy cat Peter, who didn't even go to the cross when Jesus was being crucified, who denied him. You know, when we were walking the Via Dolorosa in Israel on a rainy morning, way before sunrise, we heard the roosters crowing, and it was a very eerie sound, knowing that Peter had heard that exact same sound when he denied Jesus. And yet here you see him 100 days or so later, 50 days later, you don't see him being the scaredy cat anymore. Why is that? Because he was empowered by the Holy Spirit. He became bold. He was emboldened to tell the very people who had crucified Jesus the good news, but also saying, "You crucified him." It wasn't just the Romans, it wasn't just the Jewish leaders, it was the people yelling in the crowd, "Crucify him, crucify him." And yet now you see Peter being so bold. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what happens when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. Remember prior to this, when they were going to replace the apostle Judas, who had betrayed Jesus, they threw lots, which was the customary Old Testament way to discern God's will. Who will be the new apostle, so that there would be 12. After the baptism in the Spirit at Pentecost, they don't do that anymore. They're able to really hear God's voice and have a relationship with the Lord and receive God's direction more directly than by just throwing dice to find out what God is doing. So when you receive the power of the Holy Spirit like that, you have discernment, you're able to receive God's direction, and you have the boldness of the Spirit to do His will. You don't see Jacob laying out a lamb's fleece to see if that there would be dew on the ground but none on the fleece, and then the next day would there be dew on the fleece but none on the ground to test God's will. You know God in your heart, and He speaks to you in His heart when Pentecost comes into your life. The only Son of God. In the Old Testament, Son of God is a title given to the angels and the chosen people. By the way, during that time, it was also the title given to Caesar. He was considered a demigod, and so he was also called Son of God. He was also called Lord. And so you can see why the preaching of the gospel, it's the only Harley we've ever seen that has a surfboard rack on it. That's the second time we've seen it, right, Cindy? Harley rider going surfing, it's perfect. But that's why it caused such difficulty when the apostles would say he's Lord and that he's the Son of God, because that's what Caesar was called. So in the Old Testament, the Son of God is a title given to the angels, the chosen people, the children of Israel, and their kings. It signifies an adoptive sonship that establishes a relationship of particular intimacy between God and His creature. Creature is anything that is other than God, that God created. You know, a tree is considered a creature, using philosophical terminology. I'll just carry on here. When the promised Messiah King is called Son of God, it does not necessarily imply that he was more than human. It does not necessarily imply that he, according to the literal meaning of these texts, those who called Jesus Son of God as the Messiah of Israel perhaps meant nothing more than this. Although they didn't know it, he actually was indeed the Son of God. Such is not the case, though, for Simon Peter. When he confesses Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, for Jesus responds solemnly, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Similarly, Paul will write regarding his conversion on the road to Damascus, "When he who had set me apart before I was born and had called me through his grace was pleased to reveal his Son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles." And in the synagogues immediately, Paul proclaimed Jesus, saying, "He is the Son of God." From the beginning, this acknowledgement of Christ's divine worship will be the center of apostolic faith, first professed by Peter as the church's foundation. And so this is where we see the Catholic teaching on apostolic succession, that we've hold true to the faith first expressed by Saint Peter, as we hand down the tradition through generations. People don't meet Jesus by reading a book. They usually meet Jesus by meeting a person who introduces them to Jesus. It's something that's caught more than it's taught. So we'll take a break here, because I told everyone to be brief, because the leaf blower is about to come this way. And Chris will lead us in the decade of the rosary, that the Eucharistic famine would end here in the islands and throughout the country and throughout the world. And including now, as we pray for these doors to be open, we pray that the doors to the churches in China and Nigeria and in North Korea and other oppressed peoples, that the churches will be open for them.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
They're moving things around, and they're like, they might start opening for the church tomorrow. We'll see. Love you guys. Aloha.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic, and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.